Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Augie Bergamo. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Adams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Fallon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Partenheimer. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Stan Partenheimer. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Red Barrett. And now, play ball. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Workman. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp strikes out. One out. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams bunts towards third. Workman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bergamo moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bergamo moves to third. Adams moves to second. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bergamo scores. Adams scores. Sanders moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanders moves to third. Karowski moves to second. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Holmes moves to second. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up for an out. Holmes moves to third. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater takes first base on ball four. Mack moves to second. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman takes first base on ball four. Holmes scores. Mack moves to third. Gillenwater moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Partenheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partenheimer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fallon moves to second. One out. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergamo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett bunts towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Verbin covering, for the out. Wiedelman moves to second. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hop. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Wiedelman scores. It's Cardinals, 2, Braves, 2. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurowski hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hop who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Workman takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey strikes out. There goes Workman. The throw from O'Day to second, and Workman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fallon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Partenheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partenheimer is 0 for 1 in the game. Partenheimer strikes out. Two outs. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergamo takes first base on ball 4. Fallon moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. Barrett bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a line drive into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Wiedelman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Braves. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Bergamo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Karowski is hit by the pitch. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Karowski moves to third. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karowski scores. O'Day scores. Verbin moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fallon hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gillenwater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Gillenwater moves to second. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey is walked intentionally. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards short. Fallon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tobin pinch hits for Red Barrett. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Mack scores. Gillenwater moves to third. Massey moves to second. It's Cardinals, 4, Braves, 4. Nate Andrews pinch runs for Jim Tobin. Ken Burkhart now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-3 in the game. Culler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kurowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Javery now pitching. Ken Burkhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Workman. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bergamo bunts towards first. Mack scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiedelman covering, for the out. Burkhart moves to second. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burkhart scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hop moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hop moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Kurowski takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Hal Schacher now pitching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Karowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Mack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hop. Mack reaches second base with a double. Holmes scores. It's Cardinals, 5, Braves, 5. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillenwater bunts towards third. Karowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to third. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gillenwater. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Verbin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fallon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bartosz pinch hits for Ken Burkhardt. Dave Bartosz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartosz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Creel now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bergamo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Schacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schacher takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 4 in the game. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Schacher moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single and 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schacher scores. Culler moves to third. It's 7-5, Braves. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bergamo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergamo moves to third. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Karowski strikes out. 2 outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Braves 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Verbin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fallon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jack Creel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hop, who is chasing the ball. Massey reaches third base with a triple. Blix Donnelly now pitching. Bill Ramsey pinch hits for Whitey Wiedelman. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey strikes out. 1 out. Clyde Klutz pinch hits for Hal Schachter. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a line drive into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Boston Braves, 7. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.